弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
应该也说新年快乐。
I should say Happy New Year to you all.
今天是我们2003年第一个主日的聚会。
This is our first Sunday meeting this year.
好，我相信我们这一生从小到大，我们都羡慕很多的事情。
I believe we all have admired many things.
小时候可能羡慕当总统啊。
Or maybe we wish to be the president of the nation.
那大了以后，我们也羡慕了很多的事情。
Or maybe there are other things that we look forward to.
不管我们是明着追求，或是暗中偷偷的羡慕别人。
Whether we pursue them in public or we just admire them in secret.
我们总是想追求，或是很羡慕很多的事。
We're always admiring something and pursuing something.
羡慕人家的房子、车子，甚至别人的孩子、妻子。
Or maybe other people's house, car, or wife, or children.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常却忽略了我们手中已经拥有的最珍贵的一个产业。
But we often neglect the most precious thing in our hands.
我们先不讲那么属灵的。
Let's not talk about something very spiritual yet.
我们每一个人已经拥有的就是我们的生命和年日。
What we already have in our hands is our time, our life.
我们常常忽略了说时间其实比金钱还要可贵。
We often neglect, we forget that time is actually more precious than money.
我不是台大毕业的，但是我听说台大校园有一句话说 time is life, 时间就是生命。
There's a saying going on Taida campus that is time is life.
弟兄姊妹，所有的生命，我们的机会都在时间里面。
Because all our opportunities are in time.
时间过去了，机会就过去了。
When time is gone, so are opportunities.
我们的年日时间到了，我们的生命气息也要结束。
When time is up, our life is over.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，在主的面前，我们拥有一个最宝贵的产业，就是我们的生命，我们的年日。
So we have to remember that the most precious inheritance in our hands is our time, our life.
不要光去羡慕得到那些财富、名声和地上的东西。
Don't just admire and try to pursue worldly things.
我们如何用我们有限的日子让它过得有价值？让他能够在我们不虚度此生，这是最重要的事情。
So the most important thing for us is how to live our life so that it's not wasted.
所以在圣经里面，旧约有一个很有智慧的人，叫做摩西。
In the Old Testament, there's a very wise man named Moses.
当他年长的时候，他在诗篇90篇写了一句话，他说：“求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。”
At his old age, he wrote a Psalm 90 and where it says, teach us to number our days aright.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们需要智慧来过我们的日子。
Because we need wisdom to live our life.
不然所有的时间像一声叹息一样，都是劳苦愁烦，就转眼成空。
Otherwise, our days will just flee away like a sigh.
那新约里面呢，有一位保罗也是非常有智慧的神的仆人。
And in the New Testament age, there's a very wise God's servant named Paul.
他在以弗所书第五章15-16节，他劝我们要做一个智慧的人。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, he exhorts us to be a wise man.
在程序单上，我把经文都列出来了。
It's listed on the program sheet.
好的，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
所以摩西劝我们向神祷告，要求一个智慧的心。
So Moses exhorts us to pray to God to ask for a heart of wisdom.
要知道如何数算自己的日子。
So that we know how to number our days.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会数算，对不对
？We all know how to count, right?
我们1到100，我相信我们在座没有一个人不会算。
I'm sure all of us know how to count from 1 to 100.
你说100算得了什么
？You say what is 100？
来，弟兄姊妹，我们的年日几乎不会超过100。
But almost none of us can live beyond that.
非常的有限。
Our life is so limited.
弟兄姊妹，摩西劝我们要怎样数算自己的日子
？And Moses says, know how to count our days.
我不管你有多少成就，有一件事情我知道。
I don't know what kind of success you have. One thing I know.
你我的日子都是有限。
Both your days and my days are limited.
而且是非常有限。
Very limited.
弟兄姊妹，就因为它有限，所以它太重要了。
Because they're limited, therefore they're important.
而且不仅仅因为它有限，所以显得珍贵和重要。
Not only because it's limited, it appears to be precious.
有一节圣经耶利米书第二章三十二节，我们一起来看一下。
Let's look at another verse, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 32.
耶利米书第二章三十二节。
Jeremiah.
如果你们没有带圣经的，我念给你们听。
Chapter 2, verse 32.
他说：“处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？心腹岂能忘记她的美衣呢？”我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
Does a maiden forget her jewelry, a bride her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number.
在这里，神有一个困惑。
Here, God is confused.
神说，处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？
He says, Does a maiden forget her jewelry?
我想年轻的女孩子都喜欢买装饰品。
I'm sure all young ladies love to buy jewelry.
精挑细选。
As we carefully shop,
穿上去就要摸一摸，让人家看我买了新的装饰。
And when we wear our jewelry, we want other people to notice it.
那尤其如果是所爱的人送给我们的，我们更是天天戴在身上。
Especially if it's a gift from our beloved, and we will wear them daily.
主说处女不可能会忘记她的装饰的。
So God says it's impossible for a young lady to forget her jewelry.
同样的，一个新娘不可能忘记她结婚那天所要穿的衣服。
And it's impossible for the bride to forget about her wedding dress.
所有在座结过婚的这个姊妹们，我相信你们都记得那件衣服啊。
I'm sure all the married sisters remember your wedding dress.
如果你是公证结婚，回家不要去跟先生吵架。
But please do not complain if you did not have one.
但是至少你结婚的那一天，不管是不是白纱，你都很喜欢那件衣服。
But I'm sure you all love the dress that you wore on your wedding day.
但是主说，我的百姓竟然忘了我无数的日子。
But the Lord says, yet my people have forgotten me, days without number.
弟兄姊妹，在神的心中，这个日子叫做神的日子。
In God's heart, those days are called God's days.
那在神的心中，这些日子。比装饰对处女，比美衣对心腹还要宝贵。
And in his heart, those days are more precious than wedding dresses to a bride or jewelry to a maiden.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？基督徒，我们人生，我们的日子，在神的眼中是何等的可贵。
Can we see that our days are actually precious in God's time, in God's eyes?
不仅仅因为它有限，所以可贵。
They're precious not only because they're limited.
更是因为它有伟大的 purpose, 因为是神的日子，所以它更显得可贵。
But it's also because they're precious because they have a heavenly purpose begotten, bestowed by God.
为什么叫做神的日子呢？
Why do we call them God's days?
因为每一个日子都是神用他的智慧和慈爱为我们所量定的。
Because all the days are measured to us according to His love and wisdom.
都是照着在我们身上纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意，神来设计的。
And those days are designed by God's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们把一天随便过去的时候，在神的眼中是一件 surprise 的事情。
So if we waste away our days casually, that is a surprise to God.
神会觉得我们怎么可以这样随便的把这一天浪费了？
God may wonder how can you waste away like a day like
that? 就好像心腹把他的美衣糟蹋丢掉一样。
Just as like a bride discard her wedding dress.
所以弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中，彼得后书告诉我们，主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Therefore, Peter tells us that.In God's eyes, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a day.
对一个活着没有意义、没有价值的人来说，过一千年，连一天都比不上。
To a person who does not have purpose in life, a thousand years is not even worth like a day.
但是就这一个活在神旨意、活在神喜悦中的人，一天比别人过一千年还要有价值。
But to a person who lives according to God's will, his one day is more worthy than a thousand years than others.
所以我们前一阵子读约珥书的时候，说我们有许多的日子被蝗虫马蚱所吞吃了。
Some time ago, we were reading the book of Joel, and it says, Our days are consumed by the grasshoppers.
年长的弟兄告诉我们，我们要怎么样子赎回被蝗虫马蚱所吞吃的日子呢？
So how can we redeem those days are being eaten by the grasshoppers?
就不要再随随便便过我们每一天的日子。
That we no longer live our days casually.
我们如果用对的方法，照神的心意来过每一天的话，那一日在神的眼中如同一千年。
If we live our days according to God's will, our one day will be like 1,000 years in God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道可以赎回多少的日子。
Then we don't know how many days we can redeem this.
摩西劝我们要祷告得到智慧的心。
Moses tells us to pray for a heart of wisdom.
因为我们里面常常有私心、有私欲、有愚昧。
Because our hearts are often foolish and selfish.
保罗劝我们要做智慧的人。
And Paul exhorts us to be wise.
因为我们所处的世代是一个邪恶的世代。
Because our days are evil.
好，讲到我们里面的私欲。
When we talk about our selfish desires.
讲到我们里面的贪心，讲到我们里面的愚昧。
Our greed and our foolishness.
就让我们在用时间的时候，用日子的时候，常常很浪费。
Therefore, we often waste away our days.
常常追求一些短暂的、自私的、不能久存的。
We often pursue something that's temporal and not lasting.
以前我认识一个女传道人。
I knew a lady minister.
她现在我还认识她，这是我从前认识的一个传道人。
I knew her from.
她说她小时候，他们家是有好几个姐妹。
In her family, there are many sisters.
她是碰到新年的时候，有一次她的外公给他们一个人20块钱压岁钱。
Once on New Year's Day, her grandfather gave them each $20.
那她姐姐拿到这20块，她姐姐很喜欢读书啊，就去买了很多平常舍不得买的文具。
Her older sister got the money and she bought some school supplies.
那她的妹妹呢？ 就很喜欢玩具，所以拿20块钱呢去买了一些平常很想玩的玩具。
And her younger sister bought some toys that she loved.
她说呢，她拿这20块钱去买什么，你们知道吗？
Do you know what she bought with her $20?
她说她最羡慕吃冰棒。
She said she loved to eat popsicle.
平常没有钱买啊，是因为从传道人家里面很穷，所以。 5毛钱一支的冰棒，平常都很难得吃到。
She was not able to afford it at other times.
所以当她拿到这20块钱的时候，
So when she got this money,
她跑去买了20块钱的冰棒，40根冰棒。
So she bought 40 popsicles.
她说她吃个过瘾。
And so she really had a good time.
当她吃到第三根、第四根的时候，已经快吃不下了。
But then when she was up to the third or fourth, she was so full.
而且是冬天，你怎么可能吃得下那么多冰棒？
It was winter. How in the world can she take?
她吃到后面的时候，她其他的冰棒开始化了。
And then by that time, other popsicles started to melt.
所以本来舍不得给别人的，赶快叫她的姐姐妹妹帮忙吃。
So she was forced to ask her sisters to share with her.
所以大家尽量吃，还是剩下很多都化掉了。
So they tried very hard to try to eat them all, and then a lot of them were melted.
她自己就感触很深了。
So she learned a big lesson.
所以当她的冰棒全部化完之后，
After all her popsicles melt away,
她姐姐还是能够高高兴兴享受她的文具。
Her older sister could still enjoy her school supplies.
她的妹妹还是很快乐的去玩那些玩具。
And her younger sister could still enjoy her toys.
她什么都没有。
And she was left with nothing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的人生就是这20块钱的话，
If we compare our lives as this $20.
主给你，主给我，主给他，都各20块钱。
And if the Lord gave all of us each $20.
到底我们要怎么样子来用它？
How are we gonna spend it?
我们只是为了一时的快乐，我们就挥霍我们的人生吗？
Do we spend it for temporary joy, enjoyment?
还是我们愿意投资在一些有意义、永存的事上？
Or we want to invest it on something eternal?
保罗劝我们，我们所处的世代是一个邪恶的世代。
Paul tells us that our days are evil.
所以他劝我们不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
So that let's not live like unwise but wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
世界的王知道如何来把我们所有的财宝， 就是我们的时间和生命来偷窃。
Because the king of the world knows how to rob our time and our opportunity.
盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the thief came to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
我记得我小学，我九岁的时候，我们家从台湾的安平乡下搬到台南来。
I remember our family moved to the city of Tainan from a countryside. When I was 9.
那我是上台南的中义小学，我的哥哥上台南的进学小学。你们不知道没有关系。
My brother and I went to different elementary schools.
有一天我就邀请我哥哥到我们学校来参观我们学校。So
one day I invited my brother to come visit my school.
那我们手边一个人有一点点零用钱，我们就去买那个糖啊。
And we had at that time some pocket money, so we went to buy some candy.
我还记得它叫白托糖，我现在才晓得叫做 butter 的翻译啊，白托糖。
So we bought some butter candy.
然后我们就很节省着大家吃的糖，然后到我们学校去参观。
So we had candy and we visited our school.
还在我们那个小水池旁边里面有一个小动物园啊，养了一些土鸡啦、松鼠啦，还有一只猴子在那里。
And we had a small zoo at our school with some domestic animals.
所以当我们去跟那只猴子玩的时候
，And there was a monkey, and we went to play with the
monkey. 猴子看见我们在吃糖啊，它就显得很馋、很馋、很想吃。
And then the monkey saw that we were eating candy, and the monkey seemed to be angry.
那我们家小的时候，这个也是很这个小康的家，也没有什么钱，所以我们那个糖每一个人都很珍惜，舍不得给他，后来还是给他。
And then, even though we really cherish our candy, but yet we share with the monkey.
给他以后，一进嘴巴他就不见了，他又跟你要。
And then, soon as he put in his mouth, and then the candy's gone, and then he will keep on begging for more.
那看他那么馋啊，只好再给他一颗。
So we keep on giving more to the monkey.
一放到嘴巴，一颗不见。
And it will just disappear once it gets.
那我们又不知道怎么教他，不要吞下去，要慢慢吃。
We don't know how to teach the monkey to savor it. Don't just swallow it.
就后来我也给他，我哥哥也给他，我们这个六七颗糖都给他了。
And finally, we gave all the candy to the monkey.
我们再也没有一颗都没有。
And we were left with none.
然后他看跟我们要不到了。
And then so the monkey couldn't get any more from us.
他老兄就一下子跳到树枝上面，那下巴一推就出来一颗。
And then so the monkey went up to the tree and then spit out the candy.
他坐在上面慢慢吃慢慢吃，吃完以后再一推又一颗跑出来。
And then after it finished and then it was spit out another one.
哎呀，把我们三个人气得个要死。
Gosh, we were angry.
省吃俭用给他骗去了。
We saved all our money and then he's got it all.
弟兄姊妹，世界的王就是这样骗我们的日子。
So is the king of the world.
哎呀，把我们都骗去了以后我们才后悔，可是已经拿不回来。
He will rob us and cheat us, and then it will not be returned to us anymore.
多少人都原来觉得我们有花不完的日子。
A lot of us may feel at the beginning that we have days that we will never exhaust our days.
等到有一天突然碰到重大的这个病痛，或是突然一年日过去了，我们发现我们剩下的日子这么稀少。
Until one day we age or suddenly we become very ill, then we realize that our days are very few.
得着智慧的心要知道怎么数算自己的日子。
So we need a heart of wisdom to know how to count our own days.
每一个日子像产业一样，神托付给我们，让我们来经营它。
Because each day is an inheritance from God for us to manage.
我们要会算。
We need to know how to number.
要比算钱还要会算。
More skillfully than we count our money.
要比我们会算我们自己还有多少股票、多少儿子还会算。
We ought to know how to number our days more than we know how to number our stocks or our children.
这叫做智慧的心。
And that is the heart of wisdom.
要成为智慧的人。
And we ought to be wise.
因为这个世代是一个邪恶的世代。
Because our days are evil now.
弟兄姊妹呢，要怎么样子让我们的人生能够满了智慧呢？
So how can we live a life full of wisdom?
保罗劝我们要爱惜光阴。
Paul says to make the most of every opportunity.
那这一节圣经有几种不同的翻译。
There are many translations.
刚才
修
华姊妹已经讲了 ，make the most of every opportunity.
The first one is to make the most of every opportunity.
就是要抓住每一个机会，这个光阴或是做的机会。
To grasp every opportunity we have.
所有的机会都在时间里。
Because all opportunities come with time.
每一个日子，神给我们预备了好多的机会。
In each day, God has in store for us many opportunities.
他就是用我们平常生活的遭遇的方式来出现。
And then they appear with all our circumstances.
但是每一个机会，我们都可以用来长进。
But every opportunity can be used for our growth.
所以以弗所书第四章说到要凡事长进。
Therefore, Ephesians tells us that we should grow in every matter in our life.
每一个机会都可以让我们跟神的关系更 closer.
Every opportunity can bring us closer to God.
因为如果我们真是从神的手中来接过这些机会的话，
Because if we receive these opportunities from God,
我们知道是用他的爱和智慧为我们所量定的。
We will know that these are designed by His love and His wisdom.
用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
Because the land allotted to me are in beautiful places and Indeed, my inheritance are beautiful.
所以每一天早晨醒来，那个日子对我们来说就是一个未得之地。So
in every morning when we wake up, that day is the land for us to be possessed.
是神在我们还没有经过之前，已经用绳子为我们量好的。Because
God has already measured it to us before we even go through it.
用神量给我的地界是坐落在佳美之处。 我的产业实在美好。And
indeed, my inheritance is beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，这真是需要用信心。
And this is to be taken by faith.
虽然今天可能经过的时候，我们流泪多次。Maybe
today I wept many times.
虽然今天我们经过的时候，我们遭遇苦难。Maybe
we have gone through some trials today.
甚至可能我们今天经过的时候，我们跌倒失败了。Or
we even stumble or fail.
但是弟兄姊妹，不管我们的遭遇是什么。Whatever
our circumstances are.
但是如果我们能够在信心的里面，常常回到神的面前。But
if we return to God in faith.
我们能够在神的手中来认定他给我们的带领。
And we hold on to His guidance to us.
弟兄姊妹，这些环境都要帮助我们长大成熟。
And all these circumstances will help us to grow to maturity.
所以保罗劝我们要爱惜光阴，或者说抓住机会。
So Paul tells us to make the most of every opportunity.
这个爱惜，有人翻译叫做赎回光阴。
And some translations says to redeem our time.
我们刚才说到怎么赎回呢？
How do we redeem our time?
借着我们把每一天当作一天来好好的过。
That we have to live one day at a time.
让我们的一日如同千年。
So that a day will be like 1,000 years.
所以如果我们今天真过得这么好。
If we really live a day fully.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经比不知道多少人。 活他一辈子在神的眼中还要有价值。
And that day will be more valuable than many people's lifetime.
好，那么圣经里面呢，你发现神非常重注重这个天 day。
We will see that God actually regards days very highly.
那天常常是圣经里面很重要的一个时间的单位。
And it is often a unit to measure time.
你看，从起初神创造天地就是第一日、第二日、第三日、第四日，对不对？
Like at the beginning when God created things, He counted them by days.
那神定节期也是根据日子来定。
And God also ordained festivals, their days.
那我们从圣经上几个我们很熟悉的经文，我们来看到底我们怎么样子好好利用我们的每一天。
So from some verses, we will see how do we live a day fully.
那第一个呢，在马太福音第6章11节，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
First, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, give us today our daily bread.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，在我们的每一个日子里面，我们都需要到主的面前去接受他为我们预备的灵粮。
In other words, every single day we need to come before God to receive spiritual bread.
这是神每一天都给我们预备好的。Because
He has prepared for us a day's portion.
那基督徒是从吃先开始的。
Because to be a Christian, we start with eating.
你看他们要在出埃及到旷野走路之前，先吃逾越节的宴席。
Before the Israelites set out for the journey in the wilderness, they had the Passover feast.
吃完以后上路。
After they ate, they took off.
当他们在耶利哥平原要开始准备打耶利哥之前，他们先吃逾越节的宴席。
Before they attacked the city of Jericho, they had the Passover feast again.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣也叫我们要吃他，要喝他，我们才有永生走前面的路。The
Lord Jesus also tells us that we have to eat Him and drink Him so that we can walk this eternal way.
所以每一天神都给我们预备的属灵的粮食。So
every day God has prepared for us today's portion of spiritual food.
所以他教我们祷告的时候，特别说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Therefore, Jesus taught us how to pray. He says, give us today our daily bread. So in the Old Testament, Israelites had to pick manna every single day and have the best example.
在他们开始过这一天生活之前,
before they started their day.
在他们开始走旷野道路之前,
before they even took off their journey.
在他们进入会幕侍奉神之前,
before they served in the tabernacle.
甚至在天亮之前, 他们就去拾取玛纳。
Before dawn, they had to pick manna.
他们先在主的面前享受神为他们所预备的。 从天上降下来的真粮。
They enjoy the food from heaven prepared by God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们每一天都要好好吃主。
So every day we ought to eat of the Lord.
教会在这里推动读经计划。
So we're trying to promote the Bible reading schedule.
如果我们只是把它当作一个读经的要求，那真是没意思。
It would be meaningless if we consider it just a demand from church.
你把它当作到属天的餐馆去吃一顿最宝贵的粮食的话，那多美啊！
Consider it a treat to a heavenly restaurant, and it would be so valuable.
有一年，伊利凡弟兄他交通道，他说在台湾人见面的时候，最常问的一句话就是“利甲巴维”啊。
Brother E once shared with us that in Taiwan, when brothers and sisters see each other, they greet with "Have you eaten?"
所以后来呢，他们在台北教会就改变这个问话。
And then so that year they changed the custom in Taipei's church.
碰到面不要再问你假发没吃饱了没有，应该问说你今天读经没有。
Instead of asking have you eaten, they will ask each other have you read the Bible today.
我想我们中间弟兄姊妹愿不愿意这样改口。
Do you want to start it too?
弟兄姊妹太宝贵了，每天可以打开圣言，能够来吃主喝主认识神啊。
It is so precious that every day we can open up His holy word and eat and drink of the Lord.
你如果是做父母的，你为孩子预备的饭，他连一口都不吃，你着不着急？
So if you are a parent and you prepare food for your children and they do not eat, what would you think?
先不讲难过跟伤心啊，花了这么多功夫，他连看都不看，吃都不吃。
If you spend such effort to prepare and then your children will not even take a look at it.
你有时候还来不及，没有空去难过跟伤心，你着急啊，你们连续三天不吃了。
You will be very anxious, let alone being sad, because the child's going to starve.
那我们常常一忙就说我这个礼拜太忙了，没空读经，五天不吃了啊。
So sometimes we say, oh, we're too busy this week. That means we haven't eaten spiritual food for 5 days.
有时候读经计划我们太忙了，一个礼拜弄礼拜天补读这礼拜的。
Sometimes we're too busy that we use Sunday to catch up the whole week's schedule.
我们中间有没有任何一个人，你是礼拜天把下个礼拜的饭全部吃完？
Do any of us here that will eat a week's food on Sunday?
因为一开始上班就没有空吃了。
Because do you say that when I start working, I won't have time to eat my meals?
我们家搬到台南来的时候，我们隔壁家是住的市党部主委啊。不用翻译，没有关系。他有一个小孩子。
When we were living in Tainan, there was a little child in my neighbor's house.
才一岁多啊，天天坐在那个会滑动的那个挖坑里面，在满街跑来跑去。
And this little child, he was about a year or two, and then he would walk around in his walker.
他那个妈妈就天天拿着那个 baby food 在后面追他。
And then his mother would chase after him with baby food and spoon.
所以你在巷子里面常常看到那个妈妈在后面追他，然
后塞他一口。On the street that the mother chasing after the baby.
有一天我实在看不惯，我说你交给我。
So one day I told the mother, okay, give me the food.
我的脚就把它挖开一踩，不到十分钟，整罐吃得干干净净的。
So I stopped the walker and then I fed him. He finished within 10 minutes.
所以他以后每次碰到我就说鱼哥啊，帮忙帮忙帮我喂一下。
So his mother will often ask me to feed her child.
我现在拒绝做这件事情啊。
Now I refuse to help you, moms.
那就是因为你发现孩子不吃你着急啊。
Because we can see moms get very anxious when their children don't eat.
因为你爱他。
Because you love them.
因为你知道没有这个他不可能长。
And you know that it would be impossible for them to grow without food.
你知道他不正常的领受该有的营养，他不可能长得好。
You know that abnormal intake of food will hinder the growth.
弟兄姊妹，我们要过好每一天，我们先要得到我们过这一天的力量和恩典。
In order to live every day fully, we have to receive strength and energy for the day.
弟兄姊妹，我们要重视每一天在主的面前领受灵粮的生活。
So please be careful that we receive our spiritual food from the Lord daily.
第二，在马太福音第六章三十四节告诉我们，不要为明天忧虑。
Second verse will be in Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. It says, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
一天的难处一天当就好了。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
主知道我们在地上 有苦难。
The Lord knows that we have tribulation in this world.
主也知道我们在地上有许多的事情会来搅扰我们。
The Lord knows that we will be disturbed by many things.
主通通了解。
The Lord knows it all.
来弟兄姊妹，主也把应许给了我们。
But yet the Lord gave us promise too.
叫我们不要为明天忧虑。
That we do not need to worry about tomorrow.
一天的难处一天当就好。
For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
而且在诗篇六十八篇特别告诉我们，他是天天。
Because in Psalm 68, it tells us that our Lord Savior is the one who daily bears our burdens. Daily, He's willing to bear our burdens.
弟兄姊妹，有难处不是罪。
It is not a sin that we have burdens.
碰到这些忧虑烦恼的事情也不是错。
It is not wrong that we encounter these burdens or troubles.
但是这些忧虑烦恼如果把我们压倒了，让我们不能够来到神的面前。
But if they crushed us so that we cannot come before God anymore.
那如果这些忧虑烦恼夺去了我们跟神之间的和谐和正常的关系。
If it takes away or destroys our normal relationship with God.
那这样子的愁苦跟忧虑对我们是一个伤害。
And these worries will become a hurt, damage to us.
主叫我们把明天交给他。
The Lord says, commit tomorrow to Him.
然后今天呢，就靠着主的恩典，好好的来过它。
And live today in His grace.
因为明天有明天的恩典。
Because He has prepared enough grace for us for tomorrow.
我们不需要先去为明天来忧虑。
So we do not need to worry in advance for tomorrow.
所以有人讲，忧虑烦恼是在问题真正发生之前你所付的利息。
So some people say worry is actually the interest you pay for the things that's not even happening yet.
它根本还没发生，你就已经开始天天付利息。
They haven't happened yet, and you're already paying interest for them.
那有人甚至统计过说，人的忧虑烦恼啊，只有8%可能真正发生。
And then some statistics says that among all our worries, only about 8% of them might actually happen.
那绝大多数的忧虑是你杞人忧天，根本不会发生的。
The majority of our worries are just needless.
那有一些忧虑是发生了以后，那个事情你发生以后，你也不可能解决的。
And some worries are for things already happened, and there's nothing more we can do about.
是你必须要接受的。
And you just have to learn to accept.
所以人真正需要忧虑，需要去在这里做 planning 的，不到10%。
So there are actually less than 10% of them that we need to plan for.
那圣经上教导我们，也不是叫我们像鸵鸟一样把头塞在沙土里面。
The Bible is not teaching us to be like ostrich to bury your head.
圣经上不是叫我们没有目标、没有理想、没有计划的啊，这个漫无目的的这样子得过且过。
And then the Bible is not telling us to live our life aimlessly either.
但是他却要我们把一切的忧虑和重担学习卸给神。
But the Bible tells us to learn to cast all our worries to God.
这是一个信心的生活。
Because this is a way of faith.
我们只接受神所量给我们的环境。
We only accept the circumstances from God.
我们拒绝接受仇敌或是因着不信我们自己放在肩头上的重担。
We refuse to bury any burdens out of unbelief.
以前有一个姊妹，她常常愁苦。
There was a sister who was worried a lot.
她的孩子知道她这个妈妈，她妈妈好像是个单亲啊，天天劳苦愁烦。
And all her children know about her problem. She's just worried all day long.
那有一天，她妈妈从二楼早晨睡觉起来下床的时候，下楼的时候。
And one day, in the morning, their mother came down from upstairs.
这个儿子呢，立刻注意到妈妈今天完全不一样。
And her son immediately noticed that his mother was different today.
她满脸平安，满脸的喜乐，安息从楼上下来。
Because her face shows peace and joy.
她的儿子马上就问她妈妈，到底怎么回事啊？怎么 ？What happened?
So her son asked her, "What happened, mom?"
她妈妈说，我昨天晚上做了一个梦。
The mother says, "I had a dream last night."
她说，我就梦在我在梦中，在一条黑暗的路上一直往前去。
In the dream, I was walking on this.Dark way.
他说很多人跟着我一起在这条路上。
And then many people are following me.
他的前面呢，就有人一直把那个各样的包袱丢下来。
And in front of us, people were casting down burdens.
And
we just kept picking them up and put on our shoulder on the way.
一路往前走, 就有包袱掉下来,
As we walk forward, and then we would pick up more burdens and put on our shoulders.
他说送到一个地步, 到最后跟主说, 主啊, 我太累了, 我再也走不动。
They were heavy up to a point that we had to tell the Lord that we can no longer take it anymore.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得这是不是我们目前在座有些人的心态。
I don't know if these are your conditions too. Do you feel that on this way, not only that your burdens do not decrease, but increase daily?
有时候重到一个地步, 我们真是最后的一口气呢, 对主讲的就是, 主, 我好累。
To a point that all we could say to the Lord is that, Lord, I'm so tired.
就在他最累, 趴在那里走不动的时候,
Just when she was most weary and couldn't go on anymore.
她突然感觉到有一个人走到她旁边来,
she felt someone walk before her.
她在梦里面, 她知道是主, 主来了,
she knew it was the Lord in her dream.
而主用手拍着她的肩膀,
so the Lord pat her on the shoulder.
就对她说, 孩子啊,
The Lord said to her, My child,
所有你身上拾起来背的重担, 没有一个是我给你的,
none of the burdens that you picked up were from me.
你要拒绝他,
you have to reject them.
弟兄姊妹, 就在主耶稣这样对他说话, 拍他的时候,
Just when the Lord was talking to her,
他整个人一下子得到大的释放,
all of a sudden she was freed.
他觉得有多少的思虑烦恼, 还没有发生,
she realized that a lot of burdens and worries were for things that haven't happened yet.
弟兄姊妹, 圣经上告诉我们, 当将各样的重担卸给神, 因为他顾念你,
because the Bible tells us, cast all your worries to God, for He cares for you.
因为他是天天背负我们重担的神,
because He daily bears our burdens.
不要为明天忧虑,
do not worry about tomorrow.
学习我们把今天交在神的手中,
learn to live today in God's hands.
好好地过好今天,
live your today fully.
主说我的恩典够你们用,
because the Lord says, My grace is sufficient for you.
你的日子如何, 你的力量也必如何,
because your strength will be just like your day.
如果恩典不够用,
if my grace is not sufficient,
如果力量必不如何, 没有办法来应付这个难处的话,
if you don't have enough strength to encounter your difficulties,
弟兄姊妹, 不是神的应许出了问题,
it's not that the Lord's promise is wrong,
是我们信心出了问题,
but something wrong with our faith.
我们就再回到主的面前, 凭着应许跟主要恩典和力量,
then we have to come before the Lord and by His promise ask for more grace and
我们不背神没有要我们背的重担,
and we will refuse any burden that's not from God.
忧虑本身不能够解决我们的问题,
because worry by itself cannot solve our problems.
它甚至常常恶化,
they even worsen or increase new problems.
忧虑烦恼来的时候,
so when worries come,
借着这些把我们逼到神的面前去依靠神,
then we should come before God and depend on Him and trust in Him.
所以有人说, 你要脱离烦恼, 解除压力, 最好的运动就是跪下祷告。
So some person says the best exercise to be relieved from your worries is to kneel down and pray.
这个运动比 jogging 容易多了,
and this exercise is actually easier than jogging.
你只要跪下来就可以了,
just be on your knees.
不需要花太多力量了,
you don't have to spend much energy.
跪到主的面前,
kneel before God.
多少痛苦无需受, 只因未将各样 难处带到主恩座前求,
a lot of worries are there because we did not come before the throne of mercy for grace.
那第三件事情, 以弗所书第四章26节到27节告诉我们,
and the third thing is recorded in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 26 verse 27.
他说不可以含怒到日落, 也不可以给魔鬼留地步,
in your anger do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
对犹太人来说，日落是他们一天的结束，也是新的一天的开始。
For Jews, sundown is the beginning of a new day.
换句话说，在这一天结束之前,
so, in other words, before this day ends,
我们整个属灵的光景需要在主的面前要调整，要被恢复。
We need to adjust and restore our spiritual.
我们可能会生气。
We might be in anger.
圣经上说,
but the Bible tells us, in your anger, do not sin.
我们可能含怒了,
Maybe we become angry.
但是圣经上说, 却不要带着怒气跨到新的一天去。
But the Bible tells us, do not go to another day with your anger.
所以不要含怒到日落。
Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
因为我们带着一个不正常的光景, 结束这一天, 开始新的一天。
Do not be in an abnormal spiritual condition when the day ends and the new day begins.
我们就是给魔鬼留的地步。
In doing so, we're giving the devil a foothold.
他不仅仅在昨天伤害破坏了我们,
not only that he's damaging us yesterday,
他在我新的一天一开始的时候就已经伤害破坏了我,
and he's still damaging us today at the beginning of a new day.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是讲到光景的调整, 每一天都要来结束它。
Therefore, every day we need to adjust and restore our spiritual condition. The more we drag, the worse the problem becomes.
在座从来没有洗过碗的请举手。
Raise your hand if you never washed dishes before.
我就知道没有人敢举手。
I know none will raise your hand.
因为你如果没有洗过碗的话, 我下次叫会洗碗, 我一定找你。
Otherwise, I'll ask you to wash dishes next time.
我们都洗过碗。
We all have washed dishes before.
我在家轮到我洗碗的时候, 我最常盼望他们做的一件事情。
Every time when it's my turn to wash dishes, I always wish for one thing.
就是请你们吃完的时候, 不要只是把它丢在那里, 泡点水再放在那边。
I wish that everyone would just soak the dishes in water after you finish.
因为如果我没有空马上洗的话, 它马上就会结干。
Because if I don't wash them right away, and then all the food would be dried up.
结了疤以后, 难洗不止五六倍, 对不对?
And then it would be even harder to wash.
尤其吃了麦片的啦, 或是那种黏黏的那种油饭之类的,
especially,
一结疤就不得了,
especially the cereal or some gooey stuff.
你洗完了几圈以后它还有一些结疤在上面, 你还一个一个去抠它,
it becomes very hard to wash after they dried up.
所以我也常常拜托念慈, 煮菜千万不要煮糊了。
I often ask my wife, please do not burn our food.
一个糊的锅跟一个不是糊的锅, 洗起来真的十倍 effort.
Because it would take 10 times more effort to wash a pot that has burned food in it. Sometimes I have to use my fingernails to scrape the pot.
弟兄姊妹,最累积在里面不认的话,
It's the same way with accumulated unconfessed sins.
你们不要误会哈, 不是主的血就洗不干净这种罪。
Please do not understand. It's not that the precious blood of Jesus cannot wash them.
那是从我们主观的经历里面来, 就是你就更不容易去面对, 让主来洁净你。
But subjectively, it becomes even harder for us to face them, to confess them.
你越累积, 拖越久, 你就越不想到主的面前去认罪。
The longer we drag, the less we desire to confess.
所以为什么我们读属灵伟人的传记, 常常看见他们每天晚上睡觉前, 一定去主面前洗一个属灵的澡。
So we often, through the spiritual leaders' biographies that we see, before the end of the day, they often wash, they often take a spiritual shower before they go to bed.
一定把自己带到神的面光中, 求神来鉴察我, 看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
They will bring themselves before the Lord and ask the Lord to reveal to them any secret sins in them.
一定在这一天结束之前, 存着一个无愧的良心上床。
So that they will go to bed with a clear conscience.
好让他醒来的时候, 能够在基督的平安, 神的喜悦中, 开始他新一天的生活。
So that when they wake up, they can start a new day in God's joy and peace.
我们若硬着颈项不肯认罪, 一直拖下去, 就像这些锅结疤一样。
If we harden our hearts and keep dragging, it will be like these pots with dry food in it.
所以希伯来的作者在希伯来书第三章十三节也告诉我们, 总要趁着还有今日, 天天彼此相劝, 免得我们被罪迷惑, 心里刚硬。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13 tells us, but encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
所以我们的心在主的面前, 但愿能够像以西结书36章说的, 是一个新的心, 是一个柔软的心, 而不是一个实心。
May our hearts before the Lord be a new heart of flesh, not a heart of stone.
你心可以像蜡一样, 越热它就越化, 越软。
May our heart be like a heart of wax. The warmer it gets, the softer it becomes.
我们的心也可以像篱笆一样，阳光越照它，它就越硬。
Or it could be a heart of mud. The more sunshine on it, the harder it becomes.
那个关键问题都不再是外面的环境是什么。
So the key does not lie on our circumstances.
而在于我们的心到底向着神是如何。
But our attitude toward God.
我们存着实心呢，还是存着心心和肉心
？Are our hearts heart of flesh or stone?
所以有个老姊妹每天晚上睡觉以前，她一定把自己打扮得干干净净、整整齐齐的。
An elderly sister had this habit. She often dressed neatly before she went to bed.
她不是因为洁癖。她是因为说今天晚上睡觉的时候可能主半夜就回来了。
Because she thought the Lord might just come back in the middle of the night.
先不管她是不是浪费了这么多的打扮。
Let's not to worry if she wasted all the time to dress up.
光她这个信心和认真我们就望尘莫及。
But then her faith and her attitude are something we need to admire.
弟兄姊妹每一天是我们调整我们属灵光景。恢复我们跟神关系最重要的单位。
So we should adjust and restore our spiritual conditions daily.
不带着怒气，不带着未认的罪，不带着我们得罪神的事情，跨过我们的今天。
Do not pass today and go on to another day with unconfessed sins or anger or sins against the Lord.
第四个，在雅各书第四章十五节，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
The fourth scripture is in James chapter 4 verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
换句话说，我们每一天应该存着一个感恩的心来过好今天。
In other words, each day we shall live with a grateful heart.
我们不可以在主的面前那样子的骄傲，认为我的日子用不完。
Do not be proud before the Lord and think you will never exhaust your days.
雅各书那里提到他们在那里计划说我明年要怎样，我明年要到什么地方买卖，我明年要怎样。弟兄姊妹，神说这样子说是不好的。
James, the book of James tells us it is not good in God's eyes when we proudly plan our future.
我们应该在主面前存着一个谦卑感恩的心，好好过好今天。
We ought to live today with a thankful heart.
因为明天怎么样，我们都还不知道。
Because we do not know about tomorrow.
刚才我们说，我们要学会数算自己的日子。
We were saying that we shall learn how to number our days.
除了你已经计划好哪一天要自杀以外，有几个人知道我们在地上有多少日子
？Unless you plan to commit suicide, none of us know the limit of our days.
就算你计划好要自杀，你不见得自杀得成，对不对
？Even if you plan to commit suicide, you might not succeed.、Right?
那弟兄姊妹，在这些有限的日子里面，我们到底要来怎么过它
？So how do we live our limited days?
我想两三年前在这个铁达尼号 Titanic 出来的时候，大家都好像在重新被提醒过。
2-3 years ago, when the movie Titanic came out, it was very popular, and all of us were reminded.
当它建造成功的时候，英国的报纸说这是永远不会沉的一条船。
When Titanic was finished, the newspaper said this is an unsinkable ship.
所以在它处女航第一次航行，谁会想到它会沉船
？And it was her first voyage, and none of them, nobody expected it to sink.
但是它就在1912年4月16号，它就沉下去了。
And then in April. On April 16th, 1912, it sank.
我们没有一个人知道将来如何。
None of us know about our future.
1987年这个 PSA 在空中爆炸的时候，这个航空公司从 LA 飞到旧金山，在空中爆炸。
In 1987, when the airliner exploded in the air.
那中间有一个航空小姐，她的妈妈说：“我这个女儿从小只有一个心愿，就是有一天当空中小姐。”
And then A mother of a stewardess on the plane says that it was my daughter's biggest wish ever since her youth to be a stewardess on the plane.
她从小玩扮家家，或是玩任何的游戏，或是人家讲心愿、写作文，她都说她将来要当空中小姐。
She repeatedly said that her biggest wish for the future is to be a stewardess on the plane.
不像我儿子从小到大已经变了好几次了。
It's not like my son, her future wishes keep changing.
以前要当那个开垃圾车的卡车司机。
Before he wanted to be a garbage truck driver.
要当警察。
Or a policeman.
要当医生帮我治病。
Doctor to heal me.
反正已经当了好几种了。
He has changed his career many
times. 这个女的从小就是要当空中小姐。
But this lady, this young girl, she wanted to be a stewardess on the plane.
那一天。
And that day.
在1987年12月7号，是她第一天心愿如常，她当了空中小姐。
That day was her first flight in 1987, December 17.
上去之后就再也没回来。
And then she never returned.
就怎么样，我们能够知道我们的明天将如何吗
？None of us know about our tomorrow.
神要我们带着一个谦卑感恩的心。
The Lord wants us to live our days with a humble and thankful heart.
因为没有一个人知道我明天早上还能不能起来穿我的鞋子。
Because none of us know that if we can get up tomorrow and put on our shoes.
那我能不能说我今天是我这一生过的最有价值的一天
？But can we claim that today is the most meaningful day of our life?
就是那样，我们真是不可以让我们的日子在我们手中随便过去。
Do not waste away our time.
一定要过得有价值。
Let's live it meaningfully.
要过得在神的面前有属灵的价值。
That it has spiritual meaning in God's eyes.
那第五个。
Number five.
讲到操练我们每一天跟神同行，活在主的面前。
We shall practice walking with God daily and live before Him.
但以理一天三次双膝跪在神的面前。
Three times a day, Daniel was on his knees praying.
祷告感谢与素常一样。
Pray and giving thanks to God.
不是仇敌来抓他的那一天，他三次跪着在神面前祷告。
It's not the day that the enemy came that he prayed for three times.
而是圣经上说他像素常一样。
But the Bible says he did it just as he had always done before.
你把但以理任何的一个日子抽出来看，他都是一样。
Pick any day in Daniel's life, it will be the same.
他一定屈膝在神的面前，跟神有一个同行。
He will be on his knees before God, and he will walk with God, have a good relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们没办法像但以理这么伟大
，even though we cannot be a spiritual as Daniel,
但是我们不用去跟但以理相比。
We don't need to compare ourselves with him.
有一句很属灵的话，我从小很喜欢的，就是活在今天的亮光中。
But to live in today's light.
神给我们带领到怎样的地步？
Of whatever revelation and guidance God has given us,
我们就照着那个地步和生命的度量，我们活在神的面前。
Let's live according to that.
好，所以这个诗篇九十五篇也说到，你是我们的神，我们是你草场上的羊。
Psalm 95 says, "You are our God, and we are the sheep on your pasture."
我们如果今天若听见他的话，就不可以硬着心。
If we hear his voice today, do not harden our hearts.
这是另外一种的翻译，所以就是神每一天还在对我们说话。
In other words, God is still speaking to us daily.
当我们听见的时候，就不要硬着心。
When we hear his voice, do not harden our hearts.
我们就照着我们的度量，我们活在今天的亮光和要求里面。
According to the measure of our life and the revelation we have received, live it.
这个光会越照越明
，and the light will become brighter and brighter.
它会把我们带到神更深的同在和境界中
，and it will lead us into deeper presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生的道路，神为我们量定。
The Lord has already planned our path.
有一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
According to His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
每一个人神都有。
He has a perfect plan for every one of us.
不管你对你的人生是用多么悲观、苦读、埋怨的态度来看他。
No matter how negative your attitude toward life is.
神说他是用他心中的纯正和手中的巧妙在带领我们。
But the Lord says He's leading us with the purity of His heart and the skillfulness of His hand.
他也说这个计划是一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
And then His plans are always good, perfect, and pleasing.
那关键是在于我们愿不愿意在信心的里面来相信来接受
But the key element is our faith. Are we willing to accept it with faith?
然后我们靠着他的恩典来过好每一天
So that we will live every day fully in His grace.
如果我们每一天当一天好好的来用
If we live one day at a time meaningfully.
我相信我们的这一生累积起来就是一个丰富的人生
And our life at the end will become a meaningful and full life.
因为每一个有价值的今天有一天成为主
Because every meaningful day today will become yesterday.
我们每一个的未来的明天都变成了一个有价值的今天，让我们过得很有价值。
And every day in the future will become a meaningful today.
所以我们的这一生何等的有福。
So how blessed is our life?
最近介绍给这个香柏木团契看的一本书，叫做《人生的下半场》。
Recently I recommended a book to our Cedar Fellowship. It's the second course of our life.
因为我们这些不上不下的年纪，差不多开始打人生的下半场。
Because for us, at middle age, we are about to start the second half of our life.
整本书有一个非常关键的一个 center message, 一个中心信息，他要告诉我们。
So the theme message for this book.
如何由追求成功变为追求价值和意义。
It's how we transform our pursuit from pursuing success to meaning.
不管你的职业，不管你的家庭，不管你所有的时间、金钱、所有的力量，从追求成功转为追求意义和价值。
Let's turn all our investment from pursuing success to values.
它里面引用了齐克果的一句话，他说：“我们都需要找到我们可以为之生也为之死的一个人生的目标。”
This is a statement says that we all have to find a cause that we can live and die for.
弟兄姊妹，我们找到了没有？
Have we found it?
其实只有在神里面可以找得到。
We can only find it in God.
不然我们的这一生很快就被这邪恶的世代所欺骗。
Otherwise, we will be deceived by this generation.
不然我们的这一生很容易被短暂的快乐和诱惑所欺骗。
Or we might get distracted by temporary enjoyments.
在这个教会久的人都听过我讲过这个故事，新来的你们没听过。
I believe a lot of you have heard this story before.
我高中我们有几个好朋友，我们都是常常一起打球，读书也读得很好的一些好朋友。
When I was at high school, we had a group of good friends. We often did things together.
其中有一个朋友呢，他是从台湾的阿里山来的。
One of them came from the mountain 阿里山 in Taiwan.
他们这些原住民是真正的纯山包的。
And they were the native inhabitants in Taiwan.
他是他们整个阿里山的那个部落里面唯一的一个跑到地上来读到高中毕业。
And he was the only one from his village in the mountain to come down to city and to finish high school.
而且更稀奇的事情就是，当他高中毕业以后，他考大学，他考上了国立大学，就是中国大陆的重点大学。
And after high school, he even got into a national university.
还有整个阿里山，他的部落高兴得不得了。
So he was the pride for his entire village up in the mountain.
他的父母更是满脸遮不住的喜悦和荣耀。
And then his parents were just overjoyed.
那年暑假还没过完，还没上开始去上大学前。
Before the end of the summer, before he started his university.
有一天我突然接到其他同学打电话来。
All of a sudden, I got a phone call from a friend.
他说：“你听说陈红星的事吗？”
He says, "Have you heard what happened to this friend?"
我说没有，我说怎么了？
So what happened?
他说他今天跟几个朋友到台南县的乌山头水库去。现在改叫珊瑚潭，我不知道怎么翻译，反正就是一个 reservoir。
That day he went with some friends to a reservoir to play.
那上面写的说不可以游泳 ，no swimming 的 sign 在那里。
There was this warning sign, no swimming.
但是因为是夏天。
But because it was summer.
他为了一时的舒服和快乐。
For temporary enjoyment.
他就下去了。
He went down and he swam.
再也没回来。
Never came back again.
等他被拿回来的时候，人已经死掉了。
So what came back was a dead body.
这个消息不仅仅让我心里面很难过，很震撼。
This news really shocked me and saddened me.
我现在闭眼睛，他的面孔还可以出现在我面前。
Because I could still remember his face in my mind.
因为我们都是好朋友。
Because we were good friends.
但是我的同学在电话里面告诉我，让我里面更难过的下半段。
But what makes me even more sad was the second half of the story.
他说他陪着其他同学在那里等他爸爸来。
So there were, that my friend was waiting for his father to come.
他的爸爸从阿里山一路赶到珊瑚潭的水库。
So his father came all the way from the mountain 阿里山 to the city.
到了派出所，看见他儿子躺在一个草席盖子的里面。
So he came to take his son in the police office.
这个爸爸走过来。
So the father came.
把那个草席掀开来。
Open up the covering.
然后看见他儿子完全没有表情的躺在那里。
So he saw his son without any expression lying there.
我的同学告诉我说，他的父亲眼睛里面眼泪就都出来了。
So my friend says the father started crying.
然后突然他的父亲一巴掌打下去,
and all of a sudden the father slapped his son.
你这个不孝的儿子,
you foolish son.
弟兄姊妹, 那一幕当他讲给我听的时候, 我在电话里面, 我整个卡在那里。
So I was speechless when I heard this news.
一个父亲花了多少的心血培养出来的一个得意的孩子。
This father has spent so much effort to bring up this son.
他们省吃俭用一切的力量都放在这个孩子的身上。
They gave the best to their son.
但是这个孩子却为了一时的快乐, 叫他的父亲母亲终身痛苦。
But because of temporary enjoyment, he brought to his parents eternal sorrow.
就为了那一天这么短暂的一个舒服和快乐。
Such a short time pleasure.
他忘记了，他也牺牲了他人生最重要的事情。
But he has forgotten and sacrificed the most important thing in his life.
弟兄姊妹，人死了再也回不来了。
When we die, there's no way to return.
他所有的机会都过去了。
And all our opportunities are gone too.
为什么父亲会这么痛苦呢? 因为他再也回不得不回他的孩子。
Why was the father so sad? Because he could never get his son back.
如果他是断腿断脚都还有希望。
If he just became handicapped, there would still be hope.
弟兄姊妹, 我不知道今天你的难处是到什么程度。
I don't know what kind of troubles, difficulties you are having.
我不晓得我们对我们的人生下的结论是多么的灰色。 或是苦读,
I don't know how bitter or pessimistic you are about your life.
弟兄姊妹, 只要生命气息, 日子还在我们手中,
as long as we still have our breath today,
我们就应该在主的面前存着感恩的心,
we ought to live life before God with grateful heart.
让我们都振作起来,
let's all act up.
如果我们好好过好我们的每一天,
and live a day a time,
真的是抓住机会, 赎回光阴,
and redeem our time, make the best of every opportunity.
让我们一日如同千年,
so that our one day will be like a thousand years before God.
弟兄姊妹, 不仅仅今后的每一个日子都这么美丽, 这么喜乐, 这么踏实,
so that not only every day we will live with a solid heart.
我相信我们去见主的时候, 是欢欢喜喜, 没有忧愁的去见他。
We can also go to see God with joyful heart.
我们唱一节诗歌 464首。
Let's sing the hymn 464.
Day by day.
Day by day.
每一天。 第一节, 我们只唱第一节。 这里说, 每一天所度过的每一时刻, 我获得力量胜过试炼。
Day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
我信靠我天父智慧计划,
trusting in my Father's wise bestowment.
无理由再忧虑并挂念,
I'm no cause for worry or for fear.
他心仁慈, 远超一切度量,
He whose heart is kind beyond all measure.
逐日赐我他手所量定,
gives unto each day what he deems best.
忧或喜都显明他的慈爱,
lovingly is part of pain and pleasure.
劳苦中容主甘甜,
mingling toil with peace and rest.
第三节的歌词,
stanza three,
后半段, 每一次我遇见痛苦患难,
me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting,
都愿从父手欢然接受,
e'er to take us from a father's hand.
每件事随时光如水逝去,
one by one the days, the moments fleeting.
我要与主永同在,
till with Christ the Lord I stand.
弟兄姊妹, 当一件事一件事从我们手中像水一样逝去的时候,
when one thing after another are fleeting,
当日子像沙土从我们手中一点一点漏掉的时候,
when we are losing the days like sand in our hands,
我们留下来的是什么?
What is left for us?
让我们来唱第一节。
Let's sing stanza one.
每一天所度过每一时刻, 我获得力量或是思念, 我信靠我天父智慧计划, 无理由再忧虑并挂念, 他心仁慈远超一切度量, 主日赐我
的慈爱，劳苦中荣主看见。
请姊妹们唱。
One thing we need to be thankful for
is that the Lord still giving us today.
And the Lord still giving us today.
And He promised us that He will lead us in His love and wisdom.
And He promised us that He will lead us with His love and wisdom.
And
He promised that He will bear our burden daily.
而且他应许我们，他要亲自陪着我们度过人生的窄路。
And he promised that he will walk through this narrow way with us.
而且他应许我们，他要天天赐下够用的恩典。
And every day he will give us sufficient grace.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样祷告的时候，每一个点都让我们的心喜乐。
So every single one of the promise will make our heart joyful.
但愿就在我们底下安静的时候
，through these quiet moments，
我们自己再对主说：“主，我在这里。”
Let's say to the Lord again, Lord, I am here. Not only that, I'm willing to give you my life.
From today on, I will learn to give you every single day.
From today on, I will learn to give you every single day.
I wish that all my days were deemed precious in your
eyes. I wish that all my days were deemed precious in your eyes.
So that I will live
one day at a time.
更盼望有一天在你的眼中我的一日被你看为千年。
I even hope that one day it will be like 1,000 years in your eyes.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
帮助我们赎回一切被蝗虫马蚱所吞吃的日子。
Help us to redeem the time that was wasted away.
教导我们如何来数算自己的日子。
Help us to learn how to number our days.
让我们得到智慧的心。
So that we may gain the heart of wisdom.
帮助我们成为一个智慧的人。
Help us to be wise.
我们知道如何来爱惜光阴。
So that we know how to make the best of every opportunity.
因为现今的世代真是邪恶。
Because the days are indeed evil now.
主啊，帮助我们在座的每一个人。
Help us every single one of us here.
让我们从早晨起床。
So that from the morning.
到我们晚上安睡。
Until the bedtime.
我们的时间都在你面前经过
that our time will be measured before you
让你的日子在我们的眼中都被宝贵
so that our days will be precious in your eyes
谢谢你
thank you Lord
听我们的祷告
in your name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的
in Jesus name we pray Amen,
Amen.请主牧师在为我们新的这一年带领我们有一个祷告。
We ask our pastor Joel to pray for us for this coming new year.
我们一起来到神的面前，低头来献上我们的祷告。
Let's bow our heads before God and pray.
我们何等的感谢你
Oh Lord, how we thank you.
你借着你自己的忠心的仆人把这样的信息赐给我们每一个人
And you gave us this message through your faithful servant.
提醒我们我们的时间在你的眼中是何等的宝贵
To remind us time is so precious in your eyes.
这是恳求你将这智慧心赐下给我们每一个人
We ask that you will grant us this heart of wisdom.
你的话虽然常常在我们的耳中
Even though we often hear your words.
真是恳求你今天再一次来提醒我们
But we ask you one more time remind us
因为我们手中的日子是你看为宝贵
Because the days in our hands are precious in your eyes
对我们讲我们也要看为宝贵
Therefore they are precious to us too
愿主在今年刚开始的时候
At the beginning of this year
让我们懂得数算你给我们的每一天日子
Teach us know how to count to number our days
求主你赐力量给我们
Please strengthen us
当我们软弱的时候
When we are weak
你提醒我们
Remind us
给我们力量
Give us strength
当我们忘记的时候
When we forget
主啊将你的话再次摆到我们的里面
Place your words in our heart
好让我们在这2003年的时候
So that in this year of 2003
当我们回头来看
So at the end of the year when we turn back
我们感谢要来向你来献上我们的感谢
We will again give you our thanksgiving
因为在这一年里面
Because in this year
你让我们持守你每一天所赐给我们的日子
You will let us stand firm in every single day that you have given us
愿主你纪念我们每一个人有声无声在你面前献上我们的愿望
May you remember all our wishes and prayers
成就我们
And help them to be fulfilled
好让在这一年日子里面我们更多的来荣耀你
So that in this year we will glorify you even more.
把一切的尊贵、荣耀、赞美，我们都要归给我们的神。
May all the praises and honor and glory be to God.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们向你祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我们每一位弟兄姊妹，跟你旁边两三位的弟兄姊妹握个手，说愿神祝福你和你的全家。
Would you please shake hands with brothers and sisters around you and say, May God bless you and your family.
然后请你们先不要离开。
Please do not leave yet.